hell you want. Not get yourself a beating. What happens here stays here, unless it's too damn funny. Our boss is the relative, so we can bribe them for money. You may be offended, you may even cry a tear, because you heard something your kid shouldn't hear. So kick the kids on out, or hell, let them listen in. But don't blame us when they take them away. So let the show begin.
Time for the family meeting on NWCZradio.com.
This is Jason Curtis,
Krista Curtis,
and John Curtis.
Coming up, we've got Krista's news, John's drink of the week, and let's go ahead and kick things off with Body Box and Monster Song right here on the family meeting on NWCZradio.com. Back to the family meeting. That was Body Box, and because I can't read, that song is actually called Monster Town, not Monster Song, because I'm an idiot.
Yes, yes, you are. Second that notion.
I just keep my mouth closed.
I figured I'd throw that out there so you guys could just rip me a new ass. Last week, John, you were talking about your biggest pet peeve, driving, and I couldn't think of what mine was, but I knew there was one, and I experienced it over the weekend. It's assholes that don't know how to merge onto a freeway.
Yeah, that's a bad one, too.
Those jackasses that start, they're doing like 45 miles an hour and expect you to slow down, and then if you speed up, they catch up to you. Oh, I damn near ran this dude off the freeway.
It's called an acceleration lane.
No, Jason, that's called road rage. That's what that is.
Well, and then shortly after that, I was over on, 705, going to the city center in Tacoma.
Yeah.
It wise off. And this son of a bitch came to a complete stop on the freeway because he couldn't decide which way he wanted to go. And I started shaking, and that might be called road rage too. I'm not sure.
I believe so. Yeah, if you look up the definition, that's probably part of it.
But those are my two big ones because I see that a lot. I can't believe what kind of an idiot comes to a complete freaking stop on the freeway.
I did it if like people won't let me over. I will
Okay. If there's like a traffic's slowing down and I'm trying to get over and I guess I have come to a stop, but not when there's nobody around except for maybe two or three cars and then there's a Y. I've never.
Krista, did you get my text message the other day on the way home from pool?
Yeah. I turned left appropriately.
I text messaged her. Good job. She was following me home from pool.
Yeah.
And then we both took left-hand turns, and then we had to get in the right-hand lane.
Ah.
So we turned left, put the blinker on, got in the right-hand lane.
See, and driving home last week after the show, I did exactly what you hate. I turned straight from the turn lane into the far right lane. I do want to mention, last Friday night, 8 Days Clean had their final performance as they were billing it. Nobody knows for sure if that's the case or not because they put question marks after it. But Louis G's had 400 people show up for the show, and they raised over they donated over 1,000 pounds of food, which I think is just freaking amazing, and I wanted to mention that. I can't imagine 400 people packed into Louis G's, so that place must have been crowded.
Yeah, sure.
Because, I mean, I think the fire code, and I probably don't want to mention this, but I think the fire code's like 160 people in that place.
Oh, that can't be. That place is pretty big.
You can get 160 people in the Hitchin Post.
Yeah, but they're on top of each other.
That's how they prefer it at the Hitchin Post.
They just tie their ponies up outside and jump on top of each other when they get in the bar. Did either of you guys see the Tupac thing from Coachella?
I heard about it, but I didn't see it.
It was badass. It was almost like Tupac was still alive. I saw it, and it because he's making comments, like modern-day comments about Coachella, and he never played at Coachella. So obviously they found somebody that sounded like him. But Dre said he paid over $1 million to have that thing done for that one show.
Yeah, I saw. So I was on Facebook, and I saw a comment that a guy left, and he was like, "Hey, world, look, we just made this new technology where we can have anybody on stage." He's like, "Let's have Gandhi speak to everybody." Let's have Martin Luther King do a real inspirational speech. Fuck that nigga. We're putting Tupac up here. I was like, yeah, that's.
Wait, and actually, it's not new because American Idol did it with Elvis. Was that last season? I don't know. I don't watch the damn show, but I'm looking at Becca because she watched it. She's just okay. She's just shaking her head. She has no idea. But they did it with Elvis, and they had Elvis perform with the contestants on American Idol.
I want that in my I want that as my TV. I want that in my living room.
Only because you saw it on Star Trek.
You want your own holo? Well, I don't even remember what it was called. And you call me a geek. What was it? The holodeck.
Yes.
So I guess
yeah, you remembered what it was called, didn't you?
I guess I do know what the hell it's called. Some other stuff I wanted to mention. A buddy of mine tried to buy a car recently, and I was going to run this by you, John, because this made no freaking sense to me. And I don't want to drop the name of the dealership because it was they kind of screwed him over. But let's just say
what dealership doesn't screw people over?
Well, yeah, but let's just say if I was Chuck Norris and a Texas Ranger, I might have worked at this place. But he traded in his car. They gave him the new car that he was buying. They gave him a really good interest rate. Then they came back and said they couldn't get the loan to go through at that interest rate, which that happens. I mean, everybody's experienced that. I've had to go back and re-sign paperwork for cars because they had to raise the interest rate on me. But they asked him to get a cosigner, which he did. Then they told him his cosigner didn't pass. So they sent him a text message that said, bring the car back or bring a cashier's check and pay for it in full. They wouldn't even work with him on redoing the loan.
Well, if you can't get a guy financed, you can't get him financed.
Yeah, but the guy, he already has car loans. He's got they said his debt to income ratio was out of whack.
If you have car loans, plural,
no,
it's going to be a little
he's had car loans
one.
Is what I he's had multiple loans throughout his life. I'm not saying he has multiple loans right now. But they should have been able to finance him at a higher deal, and I'd never heard of a car salesman walking away from a deal without even trying to rework it at all.
That's the only the reason that happened is because his finance manager came up to me and said, "Get our fucking car back because I can't get this guy financed
at any interest rate."
Yeah, it's some. I mean, depends.
Some people don't go through like Reliable where they're going to charge
sometimes,
you 30%.
Sometimes he just has, yeah, like when you get to those high interest rate loans.
They should have called him though, because that's a little rude to come through on a text message.
No shit, that's what I was talking about. And the whole deal was jacked up from day one, because I mean they were like hunting him down, and it was I don't know why he bought the car from those guys anyways. But
on top of paying 30% interest, the dealership has to pay like $1,500 or $2,000 to those banks just to get them to buy those loans from them. So I mean, if they don't have $2,000 of profit, they can't go to those high interest rate places because they got to.
Well,
pay.
And he obviously wouldn't sign for a high interest. I mean, they offered him a 3.9%. And they couldn't get him financed. I figured that they should have at least been able to get him done at 6.9 or 5.9 or something like that.
Yeah, obviously not. Should have traded two cars in.
So he just told them to give him his damn keys back, and he dropped the car off and left.
Well, that's what they told him to do. Drop the car off and give him.
Well, yeah, I guess there's that too.
he stomped in there and dropped his car off.
I'm trying to think of what else I had going on this week. I don't remember what the hell I was going to say. And actually, that kind of goes along with what I had written down here, because we were at the bar. Where did we play on Wednesday?
Do you have
Stimpy's.
Alzheimer's? You can't.
That's
remember
what
your
I'm talking about. I've actually got it written down here.
Too,
I've got it written
forgot.
Down here. I think I have the early signs of Alzheimer's. I was at Stimpy's. Is that where we played on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. The guy takes my order. He comes back with some napkins, and I looked at him and I said, "Did I order fries with that?" And it dawned on me that I do that shit all the time. I'll be in a drive-thru, and from the time I place my order, I can't remember what I had ordered by the time I get to the window. And I'll have to double check with the people. I'm like, "Did I order a Diet Coke and this?" I think I have the early stages of Alzheimer's.
I think you just don't pay attention when you do stuff.
That or I'm just retarded. One of the two. I think that's about all I did this week. We went to a bachelor party over the weekend, and I probably remember a lot more of it than you do.
I remember a lot.
Because our buddy Opie's getting married next week.
I remember punching Opie.
But it was his bachelor party. You weren't supposed to beat him up.
He told me to.
A bunch of us got together for dinner before we went at a pretty cool little place up in Tacoma called Dirty Oscar's Annex. And I actually kind of enjoyed the food that I got. You didn't seem quite as happy with yours.
Well, it was just the burger was really undercooked, and they cooked it for like an hour and a half, so I figured it would be done. But
and it was greasy. John was walking around like a doctor. He had grease running down his arms.
Yeah, like at one point in time, I had to stop, and there was like fucking grease halfway down to my elbow, and I had to wipe myself up. It wasn't a good burger.
Chris is giving me that look like there's. Please don't go there. Please.
It was almost as bad as that. What the hell is that fake ass steak?
Steakums.
Fucking Steakums.
Oh my god.
John will not let Steakums in the house because John gets sick at the thought of Steakums.
I didn't even realize they were still making those, but I was at Winco and I was walking through the frozen aisle and I saw them and I was like, "Oh my god, there they are! I should buy some for John."
Dad was like, "These are just like steaks. Just make yourself a Philly cheesesteak, right?" So we had these big rolls and cooked some of it up and put it in a roll, and like the third bite was just like it was just pure, like I just poured fucking vegetable oil in my mouth, and I was outside and I actually puked in the front yard. And never again.
Well, and you can find those in the frozen food aisle. That's a great advertisement for them.
Never again will a steakum touch my lips. Never again will a steakum ever touch my freezer, by the way.
So I promised Opie that we would share what happened at the bachelor party, because I'm pretty sure he doesn't remember any of it.
Somehow I have an extra $200 in my pocket.
Did you take it out of his wallet after you punched him?
Yeah, I was going to say, you just said you rolled Opie at his bachelor party. I remember punching Opie and I got an extra $200. I'm not saying what happened. No, we were playing poker. I took $20 off those guys and then I had to bounce. But you apparently did a hell of a lot better than I did. And they comped you.
Yeah, everybody else had to sleep on couches and I got a room.
So you cleaned them out for $200 and they gave you the guest room for the night.
Yeah, that's it. I was expecting breakfast in the morning, but you know, whatever.
And never mind what they had written on your forehead when you woke up. That's just par for the course.
Shouldn't talk about with words.
I was gonna ask if what you guys were talking about doing to Opie happened after I left, but
no, Opie didn't fall asleep. He didn't pass out.
Oh, so you guys didn't shit on him?
Yeah.
All right.
Draw a big pussy on his face.
All right. What else did you have going on last week, John?
I had a weird ass dream last week. I woke up and it was like 8 in the morning, and I had to piss really bad. But I was like, fuck it, I'll just go to sleep. So I rolled back over.
That never ends well.
And I went to sleep, and I had this dream that I was like, I was
in a waterfall.
No, I was at a job, which was weird.
That is a dream, yeah.
That's a nightmare.
That's
for
a
John.
Nightmare for John.
He's not
yeah.
dreaming of jobs.
And or maybe I was at a school. I don't know. I was in a building with people and desks.
That's
and
how
shit.
Long it's been since you had a fucking job. You don't even know the difference between a job and school.
He just associates a building with people in it.
That's bad.
A job.
And like I had to piss in my dream, so I went to the bathroom and I was just like constantly pissing, like it just would not end. Like my legs were getting weak and shit. I was just tired of standing there. And I was like fucking filling up these urinals.
You are lazy when you get worn out taking a piss.
And people were walking by and just like looking at me pissing and be like, damn, that's a lot of piss, you know? So this went on.
Where in the hell are you that you got?
This is a dream, okay?
So I understand it's a dream, but you still shouldn't be standing
job.
Out in public. But
for yeah. some reason.
I'm at my job standing out in public. I got people walking by me while I'm taking a leak. What the hell kind of job are you dreaming about?
For some reason, it was like a really public. It was like really public. Like there was shit going on around me.
Like there's some dude's desk right here. There's a Peter monitor over here.
I was
going
to say, pissing in the round, apparently. You got shit going on around you.
So I left that bathroom and I had to piss again. So I asked how to get to the bathroom and they told me I had to go through the women's bathroom. To get to the men's bathroom, which I thought was kind of awesome, whatever. So
there's not that much good shit going on in the women's bathroom.
I know, we just like to think there
yeah,
is.
We got these images of pillow fights. And
where would the pillows even come from?
I don't know, but you guys take like 4 or 5 people with you when you go to
you
the bathroom. There's got to be a party going on in there.
And so I went through the women's bathroom, and I got to a bathroom that I thought was the men's bathroom because there was like urinals and people pissing.
Yeah, not a lot of urinals in the women's bathroom.
But this was a bathroom for like people like mid sex change. It was
the in between bathroom.
Yeah, it was
one
a unisex.
Further.
It was a unisex.
I honestly
bathroom.
Don't want to know. We need to donate your brain to science when you pass away because the way your mind works is just fucking amazing to me sometimes.
And like so, I started pissing, and someone told me like I wasn't supposed to be there because I was I don't know I was
a man.
I was complete or whatever. So. So I went to the other bathroom.
You were in a pre-op?
I went to the real bathroom, and I continued to piss for 5 hours, and then I woke up. And I did not piss myself during
See,
the dream.
You, usually a dream like that, you wake up in a puddle.
So are you telling us you wet the bed when you dream of peeing?
Everybody has pissed the bed at least once in their life.
Oh, at least once, yeah. Fucking
I'm not talking, yeah.
Not since I was grown. I have not wet the bed since I grew up.
John?
I've had Taco Bell shit the bed.
I know. Like how I deferred that. I knew there'd be some story that where I could get out of that.
That didn't happen.
I was actually telling a story to one of my coworkers the other day because I shared some roommates. I'm not going to say who they were because they listen to the show and
they
I don't
know
wanna,
who they are.
Yeah, they know who they are. I had some roommates right when I got out of high school, and we had a 3-bedroom apartment. My bedroom was across the hall from one of my roommates who had the master bedroom. I woke up in the middle of the night, had to take a piss. I walk out of my room. His door was wide open, and he was standing in the corner pissing. And I just said, screw it. I'll let him deal with it in the morning. I just went down to the bathroom and did my business. But, yeah, I've seen people standing in corners pissing in their own rooms before.
Have you guys ever seen a dog sleeping with their eye open, with their eyes open?
Most dogs have two eyes.
Not
but
yours.
I think I know where you're going with this.
I was gonna say, your dogs only have one eye.
You ever seen that?
No.
So little Willie was sleeping with his eye open the other day, and it was fucking freaking me out because he was like, he was looking around and shit, and he started dreaming, right? So he was like, he started snarling and shit, and he's looking around. It looked like he was fighting somebody that wasn't there. Looked like he was just possessed.
Too
and
much he, fringe for Johnny.
And he'd look at me and shit with his little eye open, and it was
with that one good eye.
I woke his ass up. It was creepy. Hey, hey, you close that eye when you're
you
sleeping.
You pushed him with your foot gently. Is that what you kicked the goddamn dog again? Didn't you?
No, I put my foot on him and then pushed him.
That's a kick.
It's not a. It was a gentle foot push.
It's no more a kick than when you are pushed to the ground with a closed fist. Exactly. That was in a news article. That was the wording they used in the news article. Pushed to the ground with a closed fist.
Because John kept threatening Opie at the bachelor party that he was going to push him to the ground with an open fit, with an open hand. And I was like, you're going to bitch slap him and push him and knock him to the ground.
And he did not like that. Little fucker tried to get me in a headlock.
Well,
were you
twice his size.
Yeah, no shit.
Were you there when he tried to put me in a headlock?
Could he climb you like a tree? How's he going to get you in a headlock?
Yeah, no shit.
Well, so we were playing
poker.
He's
like 4 foot three.
I was sitting down. And then he realized what kind of a man he is when I just grabbed both of his arms when he had me in a headlock and separated them and put him back in his chair while he was resisting.
He gets surly when he's drunk. He started getting lippy and trying to fight. He punched me.
Verbally abusing the guy. What, you've been abusing him for 20 years?
pretty damn close. Yeah,
you remember at pool league when he was like when he brought some girl around and he was like, no, don't make fun of me. This is pool league, and we didn't. But he was just mouthing off to us like he was like trying to show off.
I do remember that. Yes, I'm trying to remember the girl and if it
is that when he was a. Is that the same
Let's
night?
Not bring up old shit. All right.
Yeah. He's getting remarried next weekend. Let's not bring up old shit.
Was that the same night he tried to get in the fight with the Samoans?
No, that was a different night. That was the night he called Krista a whore, but we don't need to go into that story again. What else did
you guys got to bring up old shit? We're just talking about not doing that.
Well, because it got brought up at the bachelor party because nobody in his family had ever heard the story about him calling you a whore and then trying to get into a fight with 9 Samoans.
And having us back him up.
Yeah, after he made that comment about you, he thought we had his back when he was going to fight a bunch of Samoans.
Said, nope, go ahead and beat his ass.
We didn't nickname him Opie because he's a big son of a bitch. It's not one of those kind of nicknames. Did you have anything else for us, Johnny?
Oh, probably, but no.
Your first week not working.
I went out a few times last week.
Not working.
Not working, but not working like twice.
Yeah, I'm down to one job, so I got time to go out and enjoy myself. I went out, had some drinks a couple times. Went out with John and had a taste of his drink of the week.
What was it called?
Oh, I don't know. It was tequila silver, and I don't name drinks. I name them by what's in them.
Pineapple juice and tequila, and it tasted like what I expected it
to. like pineapple juice and tequila, right?
I did not have one because they only had enough for one drink. So I was like, okay, give it to him and I'll have something else. So I had a Mai Tai instead, which was a little more tasty, I think.
It was dangerous. Chris said, John, order me something.
Oh.
But I was nice. I got her a Mai Tai.
Because you were ordering drinks on Saturday and they asked you how you wanted them. You just said strong. That was your verbiage. So did you do the same thing with Krista's Mai Tai?
Well, I don't know. They usually mix them pretty good for me. I don't know if they knew. They didn't. They knew it wasn't for me, so probably not.
Okay.
And then I went out on Friday. Went to the casino and won $40.
So we all won this weekend.
That's like winning $1,000 near the casino.
Yeah, no shit.
And that about covers all the fun times I had through the week.
That was your excitement for the week?
Rashad Evans, he lasted 5 rounds with John Jones. He lost, but...
I don't follow the UFC, but I did see the replay of that dude just...
John Bones Jones, he put an elbow on his face.
Oh, man, he busted that guy in the side of the head with the elbow, and it was just like... I don't know how the hell those guys stay standing when somebody hits them like that. And I honestly just look at it and I'm like, why in the hell would you even climb into a ring with these guys? Because they're just animals.
I couldn't believe it went 5 rounds. Usually, I thought that fight was gonna be an early one.
Yeah, but it went to decision, didn't it?
Yeah.
5 rounds of just getting your ass beat. That just doesn't even sound like fun.
I don't know. My eyes just glazed over while you were talking about it.
I'm looking at Krista. She's like, like Tina from Bob's Burgers. Let's go ahead and get back into the music. We've got Krista's news coming up after All Bets on Death with Hit the Wall right here on The Family Meeting.
Fucking up!
Welcome back to the family meeting that was all bets on death with Hit the Wall.
And now more random crap nobody cares about. The news with Krista.
It's time for the news, guys.
Yay.
So let's get informed. All right, first we're going to start out in Maryland.
You're about to get your knowledge on.
Time to learn, bitches.
A man in Maryland, they say allegedly, but they caught him on video, so I don't know if it's still alleged or not, has been defecating in his neighbor's yards. And
I mean, he's been shitting in people's yards, John. John looking at me like, defecating?
Yeah, he's facing charges of littering and dumping under 100 pounds.
Oh, a good thing it was under 100 pounds. Neighbor's yards, or is he targeting one person?
It was numerous neighbors, but this one guy got hit a few times and he didn't like it. They had a full-on investigation going because they got numerous complaints. And the neighbors said they found human waste in their yards near the street. And there's some, creek walkway that there was. He's doing it in the entryway to the creek. And he told investigators he goes running every morning at 4 in the morning. And at his 2-mile mark, he has to take a dump. So he takes a roll of toilet paper with him so he can just go. And he leaves the toilet paper behind. And they're saying the toilet paper was key in knowing it was human feces they were finding.
Not a lot of dogs walk around wiping their asses after they take a dump in somebody's yard.
Oh, man.
So this neighbor that had crap in his yard a few times was upset about it. And he had a surveillance camera out front. So he eventually sees the guy pull up in his Jeep, get out, pull his pants down, shit in the yard, wipe, leave the toilet paper there, get back in his Jeep and leave. So the police are questioning him because that's obviously not on his 2-mile mark.
You don't know.
Running.
It might have been 2 miles from his house.
And he says,
maybe he's driving. Maybe he's
that time he got horrible stomach cramps and had to go. So he just went.
You shitting in someone's front yard? Like he gets out of his Jeep and just people driving by and just randomly.
Yes.
Hey, there's a guy shitting in the yard. Oh, that's normal. He's there every 2 miles.
Well, for this guy, it is normal. He does it every single day.
Who hasn't shit in somebody's yard, though?
Really? Me? I have not.
I was going to say, I think we could go around the room, and there's 5 of us sitting here, and I bet you 4 of us have not shit in somebody's yard.
John, that leaves you.
I shit in mom and dad's yard.
Why didn't you just go in the house?
Yeah, exactly. Don't you have keys to the place?
See, what happened was...
That's always the beginning of a good story. Go on.
The bars that are really close to this house... are really horrible bars, and the bathrooms are got sheets and shit instead of...
I'll give you that. I wouldn't take a dump in either of those places either.
So I used to come to mom and dad's house to take a shit.
That's right. He was the shit break of the local bars.
and I came up, okay, and all the doors were locked. I didn't have a key, and it wasn't holding no more. It was going somewhere, either in my pants or their yard. Made the obvious
John's
decision.
I got a prairie dog. I gotta go.
Did the dog come up and look at you like, what are you doing out here?
The dog's looking out the window like, hey, that's mine.
I don't know if that was the only time. I woke up in a bush.
You don't know if that's the only time?
I was going to let it finish.
I woke up in a bush one day, and the guy was like, why are
you need
in
to write
bush?
A book.
Well, he can't remember the details of any of it, though.
And I was lost. I had no idea where I was. I was...
Just the opening sentence to every... It'd just be John's opening stories. See, what had happened was... I woke
details?
Up in a bush... Yeah. Fill in the details with John Curtis. What had happened was I woke up in a bush. Finish the story.
It would have to be like a Mad Lib. I just leave out the parts I don't remember and just you fill in your spots.
Sounds like a bad lib to me.
And what's sad is what people come up with, probably not even close to what actually.
Okay,
because
we're going to move
on. I can guarantee
on.
You most people aren't gonna be like, and then he shit in a yard.
You don't think that's the verb they would come up with? In Ontario, Canada, they're having a big issue with noise because there's an area in Michigan that makes a humming noise. And nobody can figure out what it is. It's a low-frequency rumbling noise dubbed the Windsor Hum. It comes from Zug Island, which is an industrial area in Michigan. So in Canada, they want to know what it is. And in Michigan, they don't have the money to find the source of the noise, so they don't care that much.
I figured
they don't
have
the money to find the source.
That's what Michigan says. They don't have the money to find the precise source of the noise.
I figured it's the sound of sucking coming from the Detroit stadiums.
The government of Canada takes this issue very seriously. That's a quote. And it's important they find a solution that works for the people of Windsor.
So we're going to ask them to please, please, please find the problem.
They've received nearly 500 complaints. 22,000 people took part in a telephone forum, which I'm assuming is like a big conference call.
22,000 people were asked and only 500 bitched. That's actually, the odds are in Michigan's favor on that one, I think.
And 22,000 people can't find the humming. And they can't afford it. They can't. Like, yeah, 22,000 volunteers.
Well, that was 22,000 people.
You can't come up with money, but yeah, 22,000 people volunteer.
One man told CBC News that he was in bed at 2:30 a.m. and he could just hear this pulsing noise, so he decided to get up. It disturbed his sleep and he couldn't get back to sleep.
Freaking
Canadians.
You
would think if this happened all the time, you would just get used to it or move.
Yeah. I saw it on Fringe one time.
Too much Fringe. We already discussed this.
Everything goes back to Fringe with Johnny.
We're going to stay in Canada for this next story. There is a news channel that had an error by a cable provider. So when they were doing the news, viewers who were watching it at 9:30 a.m. were unexpectedly switched to hardcore gay porn.
not softcore?
The vice president of news at this station says, it felt like an eternity, but I think it was on there for about a minute. They discovered through...
They didn't catch it for a minute? A minute's a long-ass time in a television newscast.
And a gay porn, apparently, too. They discovered through a quick investigation that it was the cable company that patched it through, and it was beyond their control. Viewers were shocked and complained.
Yeah, it'd be shocking.
They said they've done a lot of apologizing this morning about that newscast.
And so have those guys to their parents.
In an almost identical situation about a week earlier, an error by Comcast led to pornography being shown instead of Good Morning America in Colorado, here in the U.S. But in that instance, it was only shown for a few seconds instead of a complete minute.
I've worked on television news programs before, and a minute is like an eternity. I mean, most stories don't even last a minute. If you've got something running in the background and you can't figure out what's going on for an entire minute, somebody dropped the ball. Bad choice of words. Somebody.
Well, we don't know what they were holding during that minute. It might not have been balls.
Somebody sucked on the balls. See what happened was.
Somebody missed their mark badly on that one.
That doesn't sound much better. The people of Canada, the FCC of Canada or whatever, they say that they're not going to find the news company or anything because it was not their fault. It was the cable company's error. That's decent of them, I guess, but poor cable company has to take all the heat for it.
Sounds like the cable company's taking it in the ass on that one.
Oh, man, it's like Becca wrote your jokes today.
Here's a good story. We're going to move on to Germany for this one. The German police force just spent 25 million euros on new sporty cars. And they have found, since they got these cars, that visibility is horrible for when they're chasing people. They can barely see out of the back window. And the fancy seats are so narrow that the cops can't get in while they're wearing their guns and their other equipment.
Did they not do a little testing on these before they spent all that money?
The Interior Ministry insists that they were tested prior to ordering them. And the results then didn't point to a lack of suitability.
How much did they spend?
25 million euros.
Oh,
that's like $3 U.S., isn't it?
No, it's like 75 million U.S.
They ordered 800 of the new cars. They're an Opel Insignia Sports Tourer. And so far they've gotten 200 of them, and they haven't decided yet if they're going to go ahead and fill the rest of their order, or if they're just going to stick with the 200 they have. Give them to little guys.
They couldn't. So are the cops in Germany like just fat asses or what?
Oh, it was Germany. I was thinking. I didn't think they had guns over there.
No, that's you're thinking Britain.
Oh, this is a little sports car. It's not the full-size car.
It's like putting the cops over here in Mini Coopers.
They're a little bigger than that, but they're small. They're not like, it's not like a Charger or something. It's a smaller car.
Well, how would you put somebody in the back of that car? How would you arrest anybody?
Get on the hood.
It doesn't say what they plan to do with people when they caught them. It just says they can't chase them very well.
It's Germany. They just shoot them and leave them on the side of the road.
One guy says he needs to see out of the back window every minute, every second, and they can't see out of the back window because the blind spots and stuff are too much.
Can you imagine trying to get in like the back of like a Acura Integra with handcuffs on?
That's kind of what it looks like, a little bit. Check out the picture here.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it looks like.
It's a two-door.
I can't tell because they're only showing the front of it. They're showing one guy standing there with the door open, but it doesn't.
That just
really
sounds like bad planning all the way around. If you're ordering two-door cop cars that are too small for the cops to get into.
Well, they have a lot of cars here. They don't order a fleet of them, but they have like Corvettes and stuff here that they'll.
Yeah, but aren't those usually ones that they steal from drug dealers when they bust drug dealers? They take.
They
their,
call that confiscating.
Oh, that's not stealing when the cops do it. Is that what the deal is?
Yeah.
Confiscate that pound of weed.
Yeah. We'll be out behind the building if you need us.
There is a village that had its electricity cut off by a marten, which if you're not familiar with little tiny critters, it looks kind of like a ferret, but with like a ferret and a chipmunk crossed or something.
It's a rodent.
Yeah, it's a rodent with a long torso. The power was off for several hours because this animal was chewing on the lines. It was killed instantly, but they say its charred body caused a short circuit and they had to remove it before they could turn the power back on.
How bad is your grid, your electricity grid, when a rodent chewing on a wire can knock out an entire village's electricity?
Well, it is a village. Yeah, it's not like a city or a town or something.
Yeah, I don't think it's quite a grid in the village. I think it's more of like
a line.
like a surge protector and an extension cord. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, they have an extension cord running from house to house. Or from mud hut to mud hut.
These particular animals cause all kinds of problems because they get in people's car engines and chew on all the wires. And
rats do that here.
Yeah. Yeah.
At Jaguar, we had cars coming in all the time with rats would chew all the wires up and it'd be like a $25,000 fix. You'd have to take the whole car apart.
It happens a lot in Vienna and other Austrian cities.
They just need to get rid of those rodents.
It probably took them hours to fix it because they had a charred little rodent there. They had to serve that bitch up for the village.
It was dinner time.
Yeah, time to eat.
And I think we've just toured the world getting a... Oh, there's one more story here about dog poop if you guys want to hear about it.
Oh, we talked about human shit. Why don't we talk about dog shit?
They're doing a
dog
study.
Dogs shitting in houses.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of Earth Day, they did a study on dog crap. And the dangers of them and which ones are worse. So I guess it really depends. Because if you have to pick it up, obviously like a Great Dane, it's worse than a Chihuahua, right?
I was going to say.
I was thinking worse for what? Like, like
the hell are you using it for?
It's a place called Duty Calls, which is a company that specializes
in
picking up dog droppings.
I thought that was going to be the name of the city.
No.
So what's the worst shit to pick up?
Well, they have the problem with the Great Dane. They don't mind the Chihuahua too much. They say it's really the small dogs and the large ones that are the hardest to pick up after. Chihuahuas actually are the hardest, they say. The smaller the dog, the smaller the waste, which makes it hard to find. But
I think
common sense. They shouldn't have had to do a study about it.
Yeah, it's hard to find little shit. That's
but the smell, they say.
It's nasty to pick up big shit. Yeah, we knew that. That's
they say the smell isn't based on breed, though. As so it dries out, doesn't smell as much, which we all knew if you have a dog, because you know that obviously it stinks right off the bat.
So cities can't raise money to find out where this strange humming is making everybody crazy, but they don't need money to study dog shit.
Yeah.
I think it matters more on what they eat.
And imagine this, they found
just
out.
Just like humans.
Yeah, what's really hard to pick up? Runny shit. That's what's really hard to pick up.
Imagine this, they found out that when it snows, it's as if you put poop in a freezer. Who would have thought?
Yeah. Shit freezes in the snow?
Yeah.
Oh, I
they found out a lot. They should have just fucking called me. I could have told them all that stuff.
But dogs dump 10 million tons of feces a year in the U.S.
Wow. That's a lot of shit.
10
and
million
And yay
tons.
For Earth Day. That's what we learned for Earth Day.
The dogs shit a lot. That's
all right. Let's go ahead and get back into the music. We've got American Wrecking Company with Vicious right here on The Family Meeting on NWCZRadio.com.
I hate this. I dare resist. Could be a mind controlled bitch. Try to raise a loving hand.
worry. It's just the family meeting on NWCZradio.com.
Meeting that was A Sick End with Patterns.
And now it's time to find out what John is drunk on with John's Drink of the Week. And now it's time.
So, speaking to people about my drinks that I've been talking about, it seems that drinks with eggs in them aren't that uncommon.
That's disgusting.
I was really surprised because they were throwing some out this weekend that were.
What was that? A prairie dog?
It was a chicken prairie dog.
Chicken
prairie fire.
Prairie fire.
All that talk about shit, man. That's all. That's all I can think about is prairie dogging now.
I don't even know what a prairie dog is.
It's a little critter.
What, people shit on them or what?
When you got a turtle head poking out, they also call it prairie dogging.
I never heard that term.
How many words do you need for shit? You already got a pee-pee turtle. Now you got a prairie dog. I'll just call it a turd.
I guess.
I'm about to shit myself.
That's pretty much what you're saying, no matter what you say, right?
I guess my friends like me, or they think I would fucking beat their ass, but nobody ever ordered me a shot with an egg in it.
That you know of.
Well, and the guys we were hanging out with.
I'm pretty sure that I've I would know if there was a raw egg in my mouth.
The guys we were hanging out with were saying that it was it was like part of their 21 run that their friends made them drink these prairie fires.
That's because their friends wanted them to puke.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like something that you would have to order past 1:30.
Yeah, like towards the end of the 21 run. Like,
you don't just talk somebody to that shit right off the bat. Like,
hey, all right, you're 21. Here you go. I'm never drinking again.
Yeah, be like, really? deter people from going to bars ever again.
So it was like vodka, Tabasco, and a raw egg is what these guys were talking about. They're chicken prairie fires.
Yeah, I guess they looked it up and there was like they found like 7 recipes and they were all different.
Yeah, because there was a redneck one, which was Everclear and Tabasco. There was a hillbilly one, which was grain alcohol and Tabasco.
Moonshine.
Yeah, and there was this one sounds the most brutal. It was the Mexican prairie fire, which was tequila and 26 drops of Tabasco.
I thought that was just what happened after you drank the water down there.
Tabasco sauce isn't hot. I mean, I don't like it because it tastes like vinegar to me. But
maybe when it's mixed with an egg white and some liquor, it would be a little hotter.
And from what they were saying, the chicken part is the one that had the egg in it. The other recipes didn't necessarily have egg in them. But the ones that they were served all had egg in them, so their friends are dicks.
I mean, is that something you can actually order in a bar, or is that some shit you just have to make up at home?
See, and Becca made the comment earlier that health food standards, they can't serve you a raw egg. So I don't know if you could order that in a bar or not.
Since the weather's been so nice, I got a little like a little springtime drink.
That was the fruitiest I've ever heard you sound. Since it's been so nice,
I figured from my heart of hearts, I should get this. It actually doesn't sound very... It's a toxic antifreeze. It doesn't sound like a little spring drink. But it sounds like it will be good. It is... again, I'm not going to give you these...
Measurements
here.
Because John doesn't measure shit. As we found out, he doesn't make an Arnold Palmer without alcohol in it.
Okay, so you want to talk about this. So, yeah. Some guy at the bachelor party ordered Arnold Palmer. And the guy goes, we don't have any lemonade. Or we don't have any iced tea.
Iced tea, yeah.
And the guy goes, fine, give me some water. And I was like, man, if he don't get his Arnold Palmer, he's not drinking at all. And then the guy said he doesn't drink. And I just thought I found it weird. And then everybody here explained to me that...
Arnold Palmer is lemonade and iced tea. There's no liquor in it.
That's not the way I make them. I don't think I would never cross my mind to...
make to a drink without alcohol?
Yeah, to make a mixed... I mean, that's a mixed drink.
John, it would never cross your mind to drink anything without alcohol.
By the way, milk is very good with vodka in it. Back to the toxic antifreeze. It is Midori, vodka, triple sec, and lemonade. And
that sounds almost like a Midori sour, but with...
There's no sweet and sour.
What's in a Midori sour? Isn't that just Midori and sweet and sour?
Yeah.
I guess so. What am I thinking of? The one with Midori and...
I don't know. The guy that doesn't drink or order drinks at any time? What?
I used to drink Midori sours every once in a while because I'm
Now you
queer,
sound like a bitch.
Apparently.
Yeah, fucking... I'm the one that sounds like a bitch. used to sit back and watch Golden.
I'd watch
Sex in the City. John.
Sex in the City.
I wasn't drinking fucking Cosmos.
John had to look to me to think of the name of a chick show.
I was thinking of the mom and the girl, and they like to
Gilmore Girls.
The little slutty ones.
All right, back to your drink,
asshole.
She's
fucking the carpenters and stuff. Yeah, so it's Midori vodka triple sec and lemonade. Sounds tasty.
That does actually sound tasty.
Nom, 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 nom.
All right. Drink it. Yeah. Follow John around and drink toxic...
Antifreeze.
Toxic antifreeze. We're going to get back into the music with Q-Dot and 24 Hours right here on the Family Meeting.
Told me if you can make it in New York or make it in LA, then you can make it anywhere. My reply was contraire, mon frere. Do be aware, being here is like walking up an endless flight of stairs, cause you feel like you're getting nowhere.
Until I hear the speakers blare, then I put my drink in the air, only to know when I come back down, I'ma still be there in the barrel with these crab ass niggas playing grab ass. I'm a no-no for the homo, I be on the straight and narrow, you could say my shit's in mono, but oh no, I'm trying to skate fast, kinda like Apollo Ono, but this shit ain't moving fast enough, I feel like I'm in slow-mo. To rep my region was the pack made, and be like Tim's and make my chips in the cascades. Till my casket drop, but I'm stressed to get the cash made. If not for stress, a nigga probably have braids, but they probably be half gray. Like when in Seattle, it looked like a bad day. Grinding, I stay like I'm on the underground railroad. Hell no, I will never
perish. If you only had 24 hours to live, only 24 hours to die, what would you do? I'd holler at you. Live like I got 24 hours to die. If you only had 24 hours to live, only 24 hours to die, what would you do? I'd holler at you. And live like I got 24 hours to die. Hey, I'm saying now.
Life's a bitch, but if dog is a man's best friend, tell me how much sense does that make? Been bending so much I can feel my back break, trying to score like I'm running on a fast break. And it don't matter about the cash you make, you were born and conceived with nothing, and you'll leave with nothing. Sometimes the best to breathe is something and realize you're blessed to awake from your sleep and your slumbering. It leaves me wondering why thieves be plundering, D-boys and G's be on the block from summer to summer, when you got preachers in the church house watching with your ways prevail, and be quiet as a church mouse. Mm-hmm. The almighty dollar is the way of the land. Could have been cool with the clutch, but that's the way of the clan. That's the way of the masses, and the weight of my hands is too much for these fucks to begin to understand.
If you only had 24 hours to live, only 24 hours to die, what would you do? I'd holler at you and live like I got 24 hours to die. If you only had 24 hours to live, only 24 hours to die, what would you do? I'd holler at you and live like I got 24 hours to die.
So if I had 24 hours to my goddamn name, it'd be a goddamn shame. I'd probably spend half of that making sure this album gets released the same, and probably be laying with my girl at the crib, popping the whip, head down to where my parents live, invite my friends and my enemies, gather around in peace and speak as though me dying is only releasing the beast. Hook up my board and record a masterpiece 24 minutes long, do it in one take, 7 different songs, call it heaven, it's one place, the LP, acronym for love, peace. Shoot the video right there, see my spirit throughout the air. And to end my very last song, I probably stop the beat, recite the script from 23rd Psalms, and lay down last words, though I'm gone, my life begins now, we all should praise God now.
If you only had 24 hours to die, what would you do? I'd holler at
you. Oh, it's like all knuckle.
Pretty soon she's going to be showing you that one. Instead
after the conversation we had off the air, that just sounded wrong. So are we actually recording? Hey, welcome back to the family meeting.
We're talking about going knuckle deep anyway. So make sure you follow me on Twitter, JohnCurtis316. Check us out on Facebook. Like the page. There's a little button there that says like. Go ahead and click on that thing, and we would be much obliged. And go ahead and comment and tell us how bad our show is.
You can follow me on Twitter at ChristaCurtis1, which is C-H-R-I-S-T-A, Curtis1.
And mine is JasonCurtis925. I almost forgot. I swear to God I have Alzheimer's. Keep listening. The Aquarium with Kingfish and Big Mike, but Big Mike's not there, so it's Jeff Roth, is coming up. Jeff Ross is coming up next. And Chance Pittenger. Yeah, Jeff Ross with Puffy Little Trees. And
Happy. Bob Ross.
Oh, is that Bob Ross? And it's Happy Little Tree. I'm telling you, I
have no idea.
He
passed on a long time ago.
And he is dead.
And the Northwest Metal Zone's coming up after that with Chance Pittenger right here on NWCZRadio.com.
Is this a burp or a puke?